Actually, we did the signing here in Fredericksburg in October of 1980. So we have recently, last September, we celebrated 45 years of being a sister city, which is quite a long time, according to some of the French officials, to have an active sister city. And we have had an active sister city with student exchanges every other year, Americans 1 year, French the other, except for COVID. And that messed everyone up.
Fredericksburg didn't just stay with Frejus. They have added a whole bunch of other sister cities.
That's
which
correct.
Is kind of unique.
We have five.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And three are very active, and two are coming along with doing more things and involving more community people.
How did you get involved?
I wanted to travel.
Okay.
And
there
was a French teacher at James Monroe where I taught, and I mentioned something, and she said, well, they're starting a new French group, so why don't you join? Because then you'll do home visits. And I joined. I'm one of the original people for Sister City. And I did visit. I took my Monroe singers over to sing. And we just had a wonderful time. And I've formed a friendship with a family from the very beginning. And I stayed with them again in September after our 45 years. And it's just wonderful because I've seen their children grow up. And now the grandchildren have actually visited Fredericksburg on student exchanges.
How about that? I was just going to ask you what being a member has done, and what a great for people that wonder, should I get involved or I'd like to get involved, what a great testimony.
Absolutely, and it's not very expensive to join Sister Cities, and we have, of course, French activities. All of the Sister Cities will have activities for their country, but also the home visits are so much more meaningful than just being on a tour, because you do make friends and lifelong friends with families, and you they take you the places they would go or what they think you would like to see.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah. No, you think about it. You think about if someone comes and visits you, you're going to take them to places.
Right.
If they just came and looked at a map or something.
Right, so. Right. Or on a Gray Line tour or whatever.
But you're so known, Mandy, for your work with the Monroe Singers. What a great opportunity. Those kids that went over for that have stories that they'll tell
they
the
do.
Rest of their lives.
Right. And the interesting thing was, when they came, the French came over in October, we did one of our little concerts, which involves a lot of choreography and upbeat things. And the mayor said, we have nothing like this in Frejus. Would you come over this summer when the language students come so that our people can see what's presented at public schools music-wise?
How about that? Boy, that those kinds of things are that, and that goes all the way back to really what a sister city relationship. That's how it should be.
Right, absolutely. And they're wonderful people. Just like in America, we don't all agree, and they don't all agree, but we're all friends.
Well, and it's so interesting when because of sister city associations, when world events happen, you take a look at them a little bit differently because you've got friends over there. You've got friends dealing
with
this, that,
those and they situations. Do that for us as well. I mean, when we have some issue here or even something good, like I'm sure on 4th of July, we receive emails from people wishing us, you know, Happy 4th of July, or we've heard about this and we're hoping things will improve.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is that kind of friendship where you do support each other through good and bad.
Kathy, are you involved? You're involved also with the Sister City Association.
I am, and have been since 2018 is when I jumped on board, shall we say. And that first year I was participating by hosting a chaperone when the students came over. I am now, a few years later, I am, my term on the board is the first vice president. And so in that role, I'm in charge of organizing the student exchange.
So you, when I say you're involved, yeah, you are involved quite a bit. What, being involved, how's it impacted you?
Well, I am a French teacher. I teach in King George, at King George High School. As you can imagine, my participation as first vice president with the student exchange has a lot of, shall we say, interaction with my role as a school teacher.
Oh, sure.
And really, it is something that I've been able to hopefully incorporate that real life touch. And encouraging my students as they're learning the language to look at broader opportunities to perhaps get to know folks across the pond, so to speak.
I think as a teacher, you would bring so much more, or certain lessons that you have, or just certain stories you can give. It's not just something you've read in a book. You've actually lived it, and are living it.
Correct. Yes. I have been teaching advanced placement French for a few years, and those students who take the class with me are perhaps a little bit tired of hearing me make reference to the student exchange and the folks that we know in Fréjus, and mentions of students who have been and the relationships that they've developed and what they've learned through that.